side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to today's Souls Harbor Sunday morning worship service. What a great privilege we have today to join together in this service that we might offer praise and worship unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, He is the source for everything that we have need of. God has been good to us. He has been providing for our needs. Otherwise, we couldn't be here today to participate in this worship service. As we begin today's service, I want to read to you a quick passage of Scripture that I think will set the tone for today's service. It's something that Paul the Apostle writes to us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8. Some of you are already quoting it. But let me read it for those that may not know what it says. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." It's through the gift of God's grace that the door of heaven is open today so that we might enter in to receive His very special touch that truly will make the difference in our lives today. Hope Trio is coming to sing about it as they come to sing, "There is nothing greater than grace."
What do you say to someone who feels like they've lost it all, over the edge with no one there to break their fall? And what do you say to someone who feels so unloved, giving themselves away a little bit every day just to be good enough?
And what do you say to a hopeless soul who can't remember their way home and everything is out of their control?
There is no valley, there is no darkness, there is no sorrow greater than the grace of Jesus. There is no moment, there is no distance, there is no heartbreak He can't take you through.
So before you think that you're too,
there is nothing greater than grace.
And what do you say to someone whose life is on the line and they're unsure what happens after their last breath in time?
What do you say to someone who's built a wall you can't break through? It's so hard for them to hear the truth. There is no valley, there is no darkness, there is no sorrow greater than the grace of Jesus. There is no moment, there is no distance, there is no heartbreak He can't take you through.
So before you think that you're too lost to stay, remember that
There is no sorrow greater than the grace of Jesus. There is no moment, there is no distance, there is no heartbreak He can't take you through. So before you think that you're too lost to save, so before you think that you're too lost to save, remember there is nothing greater than
the grace of God, God's unmerited favor. Oh, I am so glad that God has arranged things such as He had. For if He hadn't done it like that, I might never know what it is to experience any good thing from God above. But today, we all can experience the grace of God, for God treats us all equally the same. I know the enemy would like for us to believe that God has His favorites. Well, I don't see it, and I don't believe it. I believe that anybody who reaches out to God can have the same response as anyone else. And truly today, we need Him. When Paul the Apostle wrote that we are saved by grace through faith, Paul was not just talking about salvation of our eternal soul. Oh, I know that is the most important thing. But I think Paul was also talking about other parts of our life where we are also saved by God's unmerited favor. In fact, I think you can look to any part of our life and find where God has interceded, and because of His divine intercession, He made the difference. Otherwise, we could never have made it thus far. There's a song that Pastor Dave Bean is coming to sing that I think is a good song for some of our audience to hear today. You need His salvation, His work of grace, to help you with the troubled waters of your life. In the natural, you don't know what you're going to do. But I can tell you today, through God's divine intervention, He's going to make a difference for you. Listen to the words of this song and let them encourage your heart to know that God is still able to help you no matter what the troubled waters of life are bringing into your situation. Listen to the words of this song as Pastor Bean comes to sing. He will calm the troubled waters of your soul.
If your heart is heavy with some grief or struggle, you don't have to bear it all alone. For you have a friend who knows your struggles, and He'll be standing there when all your other friends have turned and gone. He will calm the troubled waters of your soul. He'll take your broken heart and make it whole. And if the storms of your life are growing dark and cold, He will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Deep down in every heart, there seems to be a longing to find happiness and peace of mind. And if your heart gets weary from the searching, just turn to Jesus, and then, my friend, you're sure to find He will calm the troubled waters of your soul. He'll take your broken heart and make it whole. And if the storms of your life are growing dark and cold, He will calm the troubled waters of your soul. He will calm the troubled waters of your soul. He'll take your broken heart and make it whole. And if the storms of your life are growing dark and cold, He will calm the troubled waters, those deep, dark, troubled waters. He will calm the troubled waters of your soul.
If there was ever a generation that should be able to understand troubled waters, it ought to be our generation. It seems like everywhere you look, trouble has broken out. Chaos seems to rule the day. We're trying to respond to things that we have no control over and seemingly only making them worse. It seems like that in so many of the situations that are being encountered today, that we respond with violence, which would seem to indicate we're frustrated, we're angry, and we're helpless to do anything about what is happening around us. Violence never solved an issue. In fact, it only makes things even worse. It seems to harm the innocent more than the guilty. And yet, it's how we respond today because we don't know of anything else to do. Well, I can think of one thing that's better, and I think you may already know where I'm headed with this. Surely today I'm talking to a large group of people that have tried what I'm going to suggest and found that it works. Why not put all of our troubles, our trials, our burdens, our cares in the hands of God who never fails? We may not know what to do, but God surely does. There is no greater power on earth than the power of God. You see, some would relegate Him to heaven and say that He has nothing to do with the affairs of life here on earth. But I can take you to a host of witnesses today that would strongly disagree with that. They would tell you that God does involve Himself in the affairs of man's life. Today, my suggestion to you is that if there are troubled waters in your life, take them to God in prayer. Ask Him for His help. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows what you're going through. And I believe today He has exactly what you have need of in order to help you. He told us that we could call upon Him in our time of need. So let's do that together today. You talk to God where you are. I'll talk to Him here where I am. And together, as we exercise our faith, we'll see God do some incredible things. He is still a God of miracles. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to You today not as a fruitless endeavor, but Lord, we come to You because we do sincerely believe that You are the source of our hope and You are the source of our help. I pray that as You look upon this great audience today, that You would see each and every need that's represented. And regardless of whether or not man knows of a solution, I pray that you would intercede in their lives. And as you do that, that you would work miracles on their behalf, that we might join that great cloud of witnesses to say, look what the Lord has done. Oh God, you are so great to your people, your children. And we ask you to just do it one more time today. For we've asked it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches.
By now, already in this service, you are experiencing the miracle-working power of God. That you can sense Him right there where you are and know that He's in the midst of whatever it is that you may be going through. Oh, I believe we still live in the day of miracles. I believe that God is still doing things that goes beyond the scope and ability of mankind to do anything about. I've heard too many testimonies telling of what God has done for me to not believe it today. I believe if you need a miracle, there's one that God is working for you even now. Maybe you can't see it. Maybe you can't feel it. Maybe you just don't know where it's going to happen. But I know God is sending a miracle your way. You see, in Jesus Christ today, we find everything that we need. I use that word everything because I don't know what you may need from God. It may be hard to put a label on it, but yet in Him, He is, to use a secular phrase, He is a one-stop shopping experience, because in Him, you can find whatever it is that you may be needing. If you need a banker today, He owns the cattle on a thousand hill. He knows how to take care of your financial need. If you need a lawyer, He is our great advocate. He's making intercession for you and I. If you need a doctor, He is the great physician who is able to heal all of our diseases. Friend, I don't know what you need, but I do know this. You need Jesus, because in Him, just as the McDonald's are getting ready to come and sing for us, in Him, He is everything we need.
Weary, downtrodden believer, I know the burden reliever. He is the sinless redeemer. He's my best friend. I met Him on bended knee. He met me at Calvary, underneath an old rugged tree. That's where I've been. Now He dries every tear I cry. He answers when I ask why. He's every single little thing I need. He is faithful down to the end. He's closer than a brother's been. When I think about all He is, that's all I need. Christian, don't give up trying. Mountains were made for climbing. The one who walks beside me will stand by you. I've never known Him to fail. He's conquered both death and hell. So do not doubt that He will prevail. I've seen what He can do. Now He dries every tear I cry. He answers when I ask why. He's every single little thing I need. He is faithful down to the end. He's closer than a brother's been. When I think about all He is, that's all I need. Now He dries every tear I cry. He answers when I ask why. He's every single little thing I need. He is faithful down to the end. He's closer than a brother's been. When I think about all He is, that's all I need. He's faithful down to the end. He's closer than a brother's been. When I think about all He is, that's all I need.
As I mentioned a few moments ago, when we look around our lives today, we see trouble on every hand. And for that trouble, there's only one solution I can think of. We need a big, mighty God. We have a God who's able to take the trials of our life and turn them into blessings. Let's let Him do that in every part of our living today. Let's turn God loose and see what God will do. For surely today, as Golden Harmony is coming to tell us, we have a great, big, mighty God.
Children of Israel, standing at the Red Sea, wondering how they got between the water and the enemy. Couldn't move forward, couldn't go back. God had them where He wanted, frozen in their tracks.
Then I'm guessing this was their conversation. Lord, we're in a mighty bad situation.
We need a big, mighty God. In a mighty big way, God with the power,
let the waters obey. You know that we are mighty small, and we sure need you to save the day. We need a big, mighty God in a mighty big way.
Disciples in a boat on the Sea of Galilee, tossing in the storm, and they were wondering how the Lord could sleep.
Taking on water, thinking they'd drown. God had them where he wanted,
scared of going down. And I'm guessing this was their conversation. Lord, we're in a mighty bad situation.
We need a big, mighty God in a mighty big way. God with the power that the waters obey. You know that we are mighty small, and we sure need you to save the day. We need a big, mighty God in a mighty big way. His hand. Hopeless.
He knows we need
a big, mighty God in a mighty big way. God with the power that the waters obey. You know that we are mighty small, and we sure need you to save the day. We need a big, mighty God in a mighty big way. You know that we are mighty small, and we sure need you to save the day. We need a big, mighty God in a mighty big way. We need a big, mighty God in a mighty big way.
Oh, how thankful we ought to be today that we have a great, big, mighty God. A God who is bigger than all of our problems. A God who's bigger than any mountain that we can see, any valley that we would have to cross. Thank God we have a God who is bigger than anything we might be afraid of. Today, He's a God who worketh all things for our good. I am so very thankful for God's provision for our needs today. I'm thankful that God has been providing for the needs of Souls Harbor, because if He hadn't have been, then there would be no way that we could present this service to you today. Not only has God been good to us, but our friends just like you have been good to us as well. For in the midst of these days that we're living in, you took the time, you took the effort, you made the sacrifice to supply for us what we had need of to meet the financial obligations of airing this ministry. And so we are here today. We are so very grateful for your help. But here we are with a new day, a new service, and yes, new added debt. We again need your help if you possibly can do it. We just trust that God will lay something upon your heart, and as you respond to what God is asking you to do, God will meet our needs, and because you have responded, I believe God will meet your needs. That's the way God works. When you give into the kingdom of God, God gives right back to you and helps you as well. If you'd like to help us, I want to give you our contact information. Then in the next few days, you can get in touch with us. In the U.S., you would write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. If you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. In the U.S., you can also make a contribution online. Just go to our website, www.soulsharbor.tv. Just click on the donate button and go through those simple, easy steps of filling in the information, and you'll be able to get a contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to our Canadian office at Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. In Canada, if you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. Thank you once again for the generosity that you show towards this ministry. Throughout all of our history, we have depended upon people like you, and people like you have never let us down. You have helped us with the needs that we've had, and so therefore we have been able to continue to provide for you a Sunday morning worship service that we trust is a blessing to your life. We believe it is because, well, you've written and you've said just that. It is a blessing to you, and you appreciate it being here. We're trusting that God will allow us to be here for a good long time so that we can continue to present the good news of the gospel to anyone that will tune in to listen. As we get ready to share some of that good news of the gospel, I want to go over and sing a song that, well, it helps with what we've been talking about today. We've talked about the grace of God. God has saved us in many ways through the gift of His grace. One of the things that helps us a little bit to understand just how important that grace is to our lives is when we look upon the old rugged cross of Calvary. That old rugged cross is the symbol of God's grace to our lives. It's where He proved that He loved us and cared about us. And today, if we would just stretch forth our feeble hands of faith, I believe God would touch us one more time with that same grace that provides for our every need. Listen to the words of this song as I share them with you. I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Friend, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned, though it sends me to my knees. For I know a place where all my load is lightened. I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. If these feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, when He slips His nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Very soon I will reach the hill Golgotha. I'll touch the cross so crudely fashioned from a tree. And if
just one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right, because now I've touched Calvary. If these feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, when he slips his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right, because now I've touched Calvary. If these feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, when he slips his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right, because now I've touched Calvary. I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary.
Every time I sing that song, I can't help but think of how glad I am that Jesus tells us all we have to have is the faith as a grain of mustard seed. In other words, it takes just a tiny, tiny little bit of faith to move even the biggest of our problems, our troubles. I'm glad that when we reach out to God with that tiny, tiny little bit of faith, that God makes a big, big, big difference. Today, whatever you may be going through, I firmly believe, as I've already said in this service today, that He is the answer. I don't know how He's going to do it. That's up to Him. He knows how to work those things for the best in our lives. I do know this. However He does it, it'll be up to Him to do it, and He will get it done. I'd like you to please take your Bibles and turn with me back to the book of Psalms again today to read Psalms 77. I know that when I read this last week and as I read it again this week, that this is not the most exciting passage of Scripture that I could choose. You'd rather I turn to something much more hopeful, much more uplifting. If you'll bear with me for a few moments, I believe I can get to that. But I want to begin where a lot of people are at today. Today, things don't look very bright to you. Today, things look very dark, very bleak, very dismal. You've been looking at these things all around you, and they have begun to work an inward work within your life, where you may be even questioning the validity of going on any further. I think I'm talking to some folk that things have become so desperate for you that you're not even sure you want to live to face another tomorrow. Oh, please, hear me out today. I want to help you to understand there are some practical things that can be done that will change the outlook. But there are also some inward things that can be done where God will lift us up above these shadows of our life. It may not make all the troubles go away, but it certainly will make a difference in our perception of how we handle the troubles that have come. Suicides are on an alarming rate of increase. Too many people are giving up hope and throwing in the towel, thinking it's just become so bad they can't take anymore. And yet I believe in God we can find strength to endure, that no matter how hard the hardship may get to be, we can somehow get through it, overcome it, until it's behind us rather than before us. Read with me Psalm 77, these first 9 verses, and see if this doesn't apply to you, it may apply to somebody you know. In Psalm 77, beginning with verse 1, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot sleep. Speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Oh, I know, again, I don't have time to deal with this subject like I ought to. But please bear with me for a few moments, because I want you to see what is happening in this individual's life. I don't know what all the source of his trouble may be. I have an idea that it's not just one thing that has gone wrong in his life. It's a culmination of things. Perhaps things are closing in on him from many different sides, and he just feels overwhelmed by the things that are happening. I said last week, and I want to say it again, that discouragement is a terrible thing when it begins to work in our lives. And everybody can be at some point in their life vulnerable to discouragement. Discouragement is the common cold of our emotions. It comes and affects us. We don't know how it came. We don't know exactly when it came. But we do know it came, and we are feeling the effects of its presence. Now, let me help you to understand this individual a little bit. His discouragement has settled in such a way that it has brought him very low. In our day, we would say he was severely depressed. You hear it in the things that he's saying. He's ready to give up because he's lost the ability to see any hope on his horizon. He is looking at life through dark-colored glasses. Everything looks dark, no matter how bright it really is. That seems to be a problem with discouragement. It changes the way we see things. It changes our ability to perceive the thing that we're looking at, so that we would take something that is good and turn it into something that is bad. When you come to the place where, in the words of an old secular song, when it seems like that if you didn't have any bad luck, you'd have no luck at all, you begin to look at everything as an action that is being taken against you. It looks like the whole world is against you because you're looking at things through dark-colored glasses. If we were looking through rose-colored glasses, we would say that everything has a false sense of being positive. But that's not the case for many today. It would be good for them to have a set of rose-colored glasses so that they could see some things as being truly positive in their lives. But they're looking at things through dark-colored glasses. Everything good has been shaded. Therefore, he felt forgotten and forsaken by God, to the point where he tells us that he couldn't sleep. He couldn't articulate his thoughts because of the emotional exhaustion that he was going through. He seemed to be tired all the time. He lived in the past, longing for a day that seemingly had passed by. He remembered when he was happy and had a song in his heart, but no more. And he couldn't seem to get back to where that was, no matter how hard he tried. Oh, when we speak of the good old days, we are often remembering a fond memory of something good in our lives. And many times we'd like to go back to that time in our lives when things are better than they are today. But as we all know, you can't go back. It's not like you can reverse the clock and change the time back to a better day where different choices could be made, different actions could be taken, and therefore the future could be changed to a more positive outcome. We all know that you can't do anything about yesterday because it's just that, it's yesterday. But you see, when we fall into that situation where that becomes our present way of thinking, it brings us to a very dangerous place in our life when we begin to question God. When we begin to question Him and ask questions like, has God rejected His people? Has God stopped caring? Does He no longer care for mankind? Has God lost His compassion? Just think of what the answer could be to those things if we agree to the question that's being asked and say, yes, God no longer cares. He's rejecting His people. He doesn't have any compassion. If we start thinking along those lines, it's not long before we've lost all hope. Because if we're going to have hope, it's because we have trusted in the unmerited favor of God, the grace of God that causes God to accept His people and to accept them as they are, not what they will be. Yes, He does care about us, more so than any of us could ever begin to imagine. And oh, my friend, He still has compassion towards all people. You may feel like there's no reason, there's no valid reason for God to care about you, to have compassion for you, or to want to help you in any way. But take a lesson from this man in Psalms. He allowed things to get to a point where he questioned God. And when he questioned God, there was a voice that began to speak within him that caused him to sink even lower, until he had reached rock bottom. Today, if you want to bring yourself back to the top, there is one passage of Scripture that I quickly want to squeeze in here at the end. It's found in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, beginning with verse 8. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Oh, may God bring peace to your troubled soul today. The way of peace is to do, as Paul is saying here, to think on these things. If you change the way that you're looking at things, you'll start changing the way you feel about things. And instead of questioning God, you'll agree with God, thereby allowing God to work these good changes into your life. Oh, He loves you today. He cares about you. He has compassion for your life. And today He'll prove it if you'll give Him the chance. Think on these things. Heavenly Father, right now, for every discouraged heart, every depressed mind, Lord, every person that's feeling low, I pray that you'll reach them to where they are and begin to lift them up above the shadows of their life, that they may see your love and feel it and know that, God, you care about them to the place where you'll not allow these things of life to destroy them. But we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I've heard once a bird has a broken wing. He can never fly high end anymore. Let me tell you what I know. It's not always so, 'cause once I lay broken and so I fell from above like a wounded dove. With no hope of ever flying again. But with grace from above and God's marvelous love, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. High, higher than I've ever been. High, higher, higher than yesterday. You can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. See, I fell by the way. I was life's wounded prey. That's when Satan, like a vulture, he swept low. And in my darkest hour, that's when the enemy came to try to devour what was left of my wretched, my dying soul. But as low as life gets, oh, God was not finished yet. He saw more good than I ever saw in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now I live above the doubts, so high in the clouds that I can't see the tops of the trees. Church, let's go high.
you can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Oh, where eagle can soar, you can see.
In the haven of rest, I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I will sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore.